The fourth stage is calming the body formation. Calming the bodily formation means calming the breath. You must incline your mind. Try to make your breath more subtle. Subtle breath produce deep concentration. If your breath still very gross, then the concentration will not develop. So when you become well concentrated on the third stage, the beginning, middle and end of the breath, and yet the nimitta does not occur, the nimitta does not arise, then you try to work with subtle breath. You incline your mind only. May my breath become subtle. May my breath become subtle. Then you try to pay attention to the breath again. Then your breath become more and more refined, more and more subtle. Sometimes it's so subtle that you feel that there's no breath at all. No more breath. If no more breath, how can you concentrate? You remain concentrated at the point where you last noticed. For example, if you notice before your breath disappear, you keep your attention here, you notice the breath is here, then you keep your mind here, although you cannot feel the breath. You keep the mind here, then increase a little bit your mindfulness, then your breath will come back again. Or you still cannot feel the breath, try to breathe in little bit. Try to breathe in little bit, then the breath will come back to you, then your mind can anchor on the breath again. Because when there's no breath, gradually your mind becomes restless, because there's no object to anchor on. Is it clear? So when the third stage is calming the bodily formation, calm the breath. So at this stage, nimitta sure occur. Different people experience different type of nimitta. Just now I mentioned about the light. Now I mentioned about the nimitta. Nimitta usually occur very close to the nostril or under the nostril, very close here. If far away from your nostril, we consider it as light, not nimitta. Okay. So different people experience different types of nimitta. Nimitta can look like white thread, or can look like a long white light, or like a star, or a bunch of flower, or a stretched out cobweb, or a wheel, or a cloud, or like morning star, cotton wool, and so on. Then you may ask, mindfulness of breathing is only one meditation. Why you got so many different nimitta? Because this nimitta is produced by perception. Each person has his own perception. That's why nimitta appear to different person in different shape and different form. We have three types of nimitta. For the beginners, the first one is called preparation nimitta, preliminary nimitta. It's like gray color. It appears like gray color. The second type of nimitta is called learning. We call ugaha nimitta, learning sign. This ugaha nimitta appears like the cotton wool, white color, not bright, just white color here, like cloud, here, white color. And the third nimitta is called Patibhaga nimitta, counterpart sign. Counterpart sign is very bright, brilliant, like crystal, like morning star, like sun, like diamond. So as the concentration becomes deeper and deeper, the nimitta become brighter and radiant. Now, some people, the nimitta will follow the breath. When he breathes out, then the nimitta come out from the breath. When he breathes in, the nimitta go in. This is the 100% nimitta. Okay. So if you found that when you breathe out, the nimitta follow, you breathe in, the nimitta follow, then you are sure this is the person nimitta. Then you just concentrate on the nimitta. Don't concentrate on the breath. Okay. So there's another important point that you should bear in mind is when can I shift my mind to look at nimitta? What is the right time for me to concentrate on the nimitta rather than the breath? This is a good question that you have to remember. When the nimitta appear under the nostril, usually it's not stable. It may shake the form. It may appear at different color. Sometimes, you know, white color, blue color, green color, not important. Color is not important. Everybody experience differently. Important is the stability of the nimitta. This is an important one. It means that the nimitta lasts long. It does not disappear. This is an important point. The color is not important. Okay? So when the nimitta comes out, usually 5 minutes disappear, 10 minutes disappear. The more you look at it, the more he say goodbye to you. So when it appears, don't look at it. Why when you look at the nimitta disappear? What is the reason? Because nimitta is produced by your concentration on the breath. Because your concentration on the breath is continuously, that's why nimitta appears. Now you leave your breath. You abandon your breath and you look at the nimitta. Then your concentration breaks. When the concentration breaks, the nimitta will disappear. You must understand nimitta is a product of your concentration. So for the beginners, for the beginning, don't look at the nimitta until you find that the nimitta is stable, does not move, does not shake, does not disappear, and stable for at least half an hour or 20 minutes. Half an hour and 20 minutes, you feel that it is stable, not shake, not move, all the time is there. Then at a time, you can leave your breath, abandon your breath, and look at the nimitta. Sometimes the nimitta, you know, like magnet, pull your mind inside, like hold your mind, like go into the nimitta. It's very good stage. Don't get frightened. Don't get frightened. Some people get very frightened. And some people get frightened, they try to pull out. Then you lose the chance. You lose the chance to go into the nimitta, go inside the nimitta. Okay. So this does not occur to everyone, only somebody. So if the nimitta pull, like magnet, pull your mind inside, let it go. Let your mind go inside. Then the mind will stay together with the nimitta. Then you achieve very good concentration. So after you find that your mind, your nimitta becomes stable for half an hour, then you move, you abandon your breath, not abandon, sorry, you don't aware of the breath anymore, but aware of the nimitta, pay attention to the nimitta. So if you keep on pay attention to the nimitta, then the concentration becomes deeper, and the nimitta become brighter, brighter, and brighter. So you may achieve, at a time, you may achieve excess concentration. Upacara samadhi. Excess concentration. Not yet jhana. Not yet absorption concentration.